Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Kondorian Murat can guide you and your family in the right direction. They will help you draft a will, set up a trust, or create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you to get a discount. kmlawyers.com. I was at training camp yesterday. Somebody asked me about Kondorian Murat. I gave him the information, like I did with my parents. Hopefully they are scheduling one of those appointments over at kmlawyers.com. We've got a training camp update coming your way in moments with Logan Paulson. All of our camp coverage on the Fan today is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Before the end of this segment and end of the show, we got your Nat starting lineups and a weather report still to get you as well. But let's welcome Logan Paulson onto the show via our BetQL guest hotlines. Logan, it was excellent to wrap my paws around you yesterday on the sideline, man. It was good to see you. How are you?
I'm good, man. It was awesome to see you, too. You survived the heat out there or what?
I did. I'm sunburnt still. I probably should have planned with sunscreen and stuff like that, but I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a rookie mistake. That's your first day out there?
This year it was, actually, sadly enough, no. Yes. But
well, then all is forgiven. You know, rookie mistake.
Indeed. 20-plus years of going out to camp, you'd think I would have had my A game. I was really impressed by Jaden Daniels. I try not to make a lot out of practices, especially when we're several days in, so he knows what the offense is doing and what the defense is doing. But the way he threw it, the accuracy, the touch – just the way he kind of moves around on the sideline and talks to guys. I really, really liked what I saw.
Yeah, I mean, I really liked what I saw, too. And I just always have to say, you know, it's still early. There's still a lot left in terms of evaluation. Like you said, he knows the defense really well. And, again, that's a testament to him. But I think, you know, like the technical throwing ability has just been something over the last probably 7 or 8 days. It's just been super impressive. And what I mean by that is, you know, there's not one ball velocity. There's not one arm angle. There's not one trajectory of the football. He's got multiple different clubs in the bag, multiple different ways to manipulate that football. And I love, I think maybe my favorite thing about what he does is his ability to anticipate throws, you know, over the middle of the field, which was something that people were very critical of in the pre-draft process. So I think the technical throwing ability is just been super impressive. The anticipatory throws have been really impressive. I still want to see more. You know, again, like he's done a really fantastic job kind of taking the test that's been given to him, like what he's done so far, has probably exceeded expectations, but there's still throws that I want to see. Want to see those tight window throws. Want to see those situations where you got to have it. You got to make a play. What does that look like from him? But, you know, there haven't been a lot of those in camp so far. But when those moments come, you know, in this joint practice coming up in New York in a couple of weeks or in the preseason, what does that look like? But again, I'm with you. I think there's a lot to be impressed by. I think his pre-practice, his post-practice, like how he's obviously preparing in the classroom for the field stuff, it's checking a lot of boxes and making me feel very confident about him moving forward as the Commanders quarterback. But again, still early. A lot of growing still needs to be had for sure.
I want to go back to what you said about him throwing to the middle of the field with some anticipation. I was one of the people who found his lack of middle of the field throws really discouraging coming out. There's not a great trajectory normally for the guys that don't do that a lot. And I left open the possibility maybe it just wasn't a part of their offense. When I was there yesterday, he made a couple of those throws, but most of his stuff was outside. Sure. Just curious, like, what have you seen that you really like in that regard? Because that's music to my ears.
Yeah, I think there's probably been, you know, 8 to 10 throws to Zach Ertz and various other wide receivers where they're kind of working like a high cross concept. And I know that's not exactly over the middle of the field, but it does require some of the same principles you're looking for on those middle of the field throws. So basically, like, because there is underneath traffic, there's over the top traffic, you're kind of relying on a clear and something coming across the middle. He's got to kind of anticipate space. And so instead of like seeing the throw, and what I mean by that is like seeing the receiver come open and then throwing the football, I think he's been very aggressive, honestly, to throw the football when the concept looked like it's covered, trusting the open space. And so seeing some of that, and again, that's more in that 15 to 18 yard range as opposed to kind of that, you know, deep dig, which is 12 to 14 yard range. So a little bit different, but I still think there's enough to extrapolate from on some of those throws, which have just been really exquisite. You know, you're watching from the sideline, you're like, oh, I identify the concept. That sucker's dead. He should kind of holster that ball, check the ball down. He's been aggressive to throw that football and throwing it when I, again, think the concept's covered. But again, he's done a great job throwing to space. You know, Zach and the various other receivers understand how to kind of protect that throw from the safety that's cutting it. And it's just been a really beautiful part of his game the past 8 practices.
I left yesterday's practice, Logan, pretty enamored with Brandon Coleman. I thought he looked good, not only in one-on-ones, but at left tackle in 11-on-11 work. Do you think he's got a decent chance to win the starting job at left tackle based on what you've seen?
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's one of the things that makes him so unique is that when you look at his 2022 college film at TCU, like, he's doing a lot of good stuff. You know, he's doing a lot of good stuff from an athletics movement standpoint. And then I think, you know, played a little bit of guard in 2023. People kind of had him pegged as a guard. But, like, when you, again, look at the athletic profile, it screams tackle. When you look at the length, the athlete, the body weight. And I think when you watch him, one of the things that's just been so impressive is, like, sometimes people test really well but doesn't show up on the field. And I feel like you've seen him play with great length, those 35-inch arms. You've seen him be able to redirect on inside moves. Like, he had a couple today. And I'm like, there's no way he gets back in there on this, and he did. And so, obviously, he's done a great job kind of growing and maturing. And from the guy we saw during minicamp and OTAs, who was a little bit inconsistent, to finding kind of what works for him at this level. Now, much like Jane Daniels, I do think there's a next level to this. You know, like Dorrance Armstrong's a good rusher. Cleveland Fail is a good rusher. But, you know, I don't think anyone would say that they'd be a top 15 rusher in the NFL. So I think when we go up to New York and they've got a bunch of guys with a lot of pass rush juice, what does his skill set look like? Does he rise to that occasion or does he have a hard time with that? I expect a little bit of both. But if by the end of that practice you're like, man, he's kind of figuring it out, I think you feel pretty good about it. So much like Jane Daniels, like he's done a great job kind of, you know, like with the things that the defense have presented, the things the rushers have presented, kind of answering those questions about him. I still think there are more questions to be answered as the intensity of this offseason schedule and really preseason schedule ramps up.
Logan Paulson on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. He's been at all the Commanders workouts and training camp and has great insight on what he's seen. Along those lines, I still have questions about the pass rush off the edge. Maybe it's based on practice or just how you felt coming in and you haven't gotten the answer yet. Where's an area where you're a little nervous or you got some trepidation going into the season?
Yeah, I mean, I know we're talking. For the defense specifically, I'm very confident in that group, and it's more confident, not necessarily in the personnel, but it's more a confidence in Joe Witt Jr. and what I've seen from him. I just think you see a guy that is approaching it in a way that, you know, is the way that I would approach it as an offensive coordinator, or I've seen good offensive coordinators approach it. He's looking for matchups. He's looking to create confusion. He's looking to maximize personnel. And I just think that's been something that's been really encouraging. So while there have been moments where, you know, a big run will pop here or there's a busted coverage there.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
On the whole, the principles that he's abiding by are things that get me really encouraged. Now, does that mean they're going to be the best defense in football? Probably not, but at least it gives you something that says, hey, he's got tools in the toolbox that'll help him maximize this rush. They've got different personnel packages that'll cause confusion for the offense and then help us get pressures. They've got different packages and different ways to disguise blitz pressures or non-pressures and get into different coverage structures that are going to confuse quarterbacks and going to allow that pressure to get home. They seem to have simplified what they're doing from a defensive back standpoint and have excellent defensive line coaches that are, again, maximizing that talent there. So, defensively, I don't have a lot of concerns. I think maybe there's just a general lack of elite talent, but I think the backbone of this defense is very strong, starting with the schematic perspective that Joe Witt brings.
Logan, before I let you go, this is a little off the beaten path here, but we got less than a minute, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on this. I talked about this earlier. So we did a topic. It was called Sports Take That You Have That You're Not Proud Of. And mine was that I'm going to be like salty when someone actually wears one of those Guardian caps in a game, even though I know why they're doing it and I understand that they probably should do it, but God, they look awful and I just hate looking at them. So I'm not proud of it, and this will age poorly, but it's the first time I see it, I'm going to kind of roll my eyes and be annoyed. But I'm just curious. You're such a smart guy, and I think you did everything you could to kind of take care of your body. You would obviously be rocking them in practice. Would you have considered doing it in game, and do you think anybody will?
I do think people will. I think I don't know if you've seen the new designs on the Guardian caps. Like, if you're not really like paying attention to it, you don't really notice them. They're not like super distinguishable from regular helmets.
Is Luke McCaffrey wearing a Guardian cap that's different?
Maybe he is, because like
his looks like the helmet. Like, it looks like it's six times bigger than a helmet.
Yeah, that might just be a Luke McCaffrey thing. I don't know. You know, because they all have these different helmets they're wearing. Like, the Vices is it's got a little bit larger circumference, so I think the Guardian cap probably makes it look a little bit more cartoonish. But I don't know. I think, I don't know what I would have done. It's such a different era in terms of, like, player health and safety and you know, like, back in my day, I sound like so old, you know, but, you know, guys would get knocked unconscious and pretend to pull a hamstring so they could play the rest of the game. Like, it just wasn't a thing. You know, I remember having conversations with old players about not adjusting to the new helmets because they had a comfort level with their work piece, as they called it. And so that's kind of the era that I came up in. And obviously there's a lot of research out now about, you know, how important it is to kind of limit these like subconcussive hits and all that kind of thing. But that wasn't really available for me when I was playing. So I don't know what I would have done. I do think that all of these measures are appropriate and responsible by the league. And I do think there will be some guys that wear them, especially because you talk to guys who do wear them, and they're like, man, it makes a huge difference in terms of what I feel and how I feel after the game. So wow. If that's the case, like, more power to them.
Yeah, I think it's the right thing to do. And giving them the option to wear them in game is necessary and smart from the league. But again, I'm not proud of it. I hate how they look. Logan, thank you, buddy. Much appreciated. And hopefully we'll catch up next week.
Awesome, man. Sounds good.
All right. There's Logan Paulson on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Let's get you your Nats weather report presented by Pepco. Today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season's here. We know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm prep. Our show meteorologist is Ryan Clary.
And it's going to be 95 degrees at first pitch tonight.
Woo!
Yeah, 95 degrees. There was a chance of rain earlier on, but we have kind of gotten away from that. I think the game will be clear throughout the night. 10 miles per hour breeze coming in from the northwest area. Nice game for baseball.
95 is so hot. And you know it's so humid, too. Your lineup tonight, C.J. Abrams playing short. Juan Yepes is at first. James Wood plays left field and bats third. Harold Ramirez is going to DH and bat cleanup. Luis Garcia, the second baseman, hits fifth. K-Bert Ruiz back in the lineup, catching, batting sixth. Travis Blankenhorn, the right fielder, will hit seventh. Till tomorrow, Vargas, the third baseman, hits eighth. And Jacob Young, center fielder, batting ninth. Abrams, Yepes, Wood, Ramirez, Garcia, Ruiz, Blankenhorn, Vargas, and Young all trying to help Jake Irvin, who's on the mound. Thanks for listening to Grant and Danny. Enjoy your weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.